Can you shout hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah again? Can you say glory to God? Hallelujah. Sunday when we got home from church and had the TV on and the minister was on and he was talking about praising God. And before then, earlier that day or Saturday one, it had just come to me. Praise the Lord. We need to praise the Lord. And as I listened to him, I said, I've got to teach that. I've got to preach that. And we have to do that. We have to do that. We're living in. And if I had to have a subject, that would be it. It's time to praise the Lord. We're living in perilous times. If for people that don't know God and don't know how to really trust him, even though many are born again, it's a fearful time, a troubled time, a dangerous time. But in the midst of all of this, we have a Savior, that Jesus that they just sung about. That Jesus, and somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody preach the gospel to us. Say to me. To me. And I heard what they said. I heard what they said. You know, I've got all these scriptures over there, but when the Lord takes you a different way, right at the last minute, I jotted it down. And we have this Jesus as our Savior. So a little bit later now, I'm going to give you the scripture that says, be ye doers of the word. Now, you're going to have to cooperate with me, all right? It's time in the midst of all of this trouble, all of this that's going on, it's time to praise the Lord. You know, if you listen to this side, and they say, oh, this is so, and that side is so bad. And then if you listen to this side, they say, oh, this is so, and that's so bad. But I tell you, the Bible says, go straight down the middle, turn neither to the right nor the left, but trust in God. Got a little ringing in my mic. Trust in God. Who did he say he was going to give to us to teach us all things? Holy Spirit. And so that's where we can be confident. You say, well, how can I praise him when this is going on? And how can I praise him when that's going on? Because he's God. He's your creator. He made you. He made the earth and everything in it. But people are trying to take that away from God. You can't take that away from God. That's just who he is. That's just what he did. You know, most of us are here, no scriptures that I don't have time to go to. If you're listening and you don't know that much about the Bible, then you'll have to pick it up and read it. But let's look at again at this opening scripture, because it's only through the preaching of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that men can be saved, that there can be a turnaround. Do you see where we are in America? And that's why we have to pray. The Bible says that you should grumble and complain. You should talk about this person. You could talk about that person. You should just fuss all the time. No, he said men should always pray and not what? Faint. Always. He said, pray for all men. Pray for those that are in authority, that we may lead a what? Quiet, a tranquil life. Now, does God lie? Even in the midst of all this trouble, you can have peace. You can have peace. It's amazing the thing the Lord brings back to me. I texted Tyronda today, and Gail said she wasn't feeling the best. And I texted her, and I said, when she was eighth grade, I think it was, I don't think I had her in seventh grade, but she's eighth grade. I don't remember who it was, but Tyrunda was, I mean, she was sassy. She said, this is an A and B conversation and see your way out of it. I told her to tell that pain. This is an A and B conversation between God and me and see your way out of it. So I was about to say things that it brings to my mind sometime, and in the midst of all of this, and we take God and we trust him. And I remember a couple of kids got to fighting. One was a pretty good sized kid. I don't even remember who it was, but I remember this little bitty girl, little skinny girl. You know, like Bo's wife. Little skinny girl. Bo might even remember it. I think he had graduated by then. And she told him, go ahead. I got your back. So I'm telling you, get into this word. God's got your back. You can trust him. He will not lie. Now, people will think you're crazy. But he will not lie. In the midst of, yes, Lord, I'll say it. In the midst of, on this side, they're saying, well, this person said, I would be take a front row seat at a hanging. But then on the other side, they make it right to kill babies. I had a poem, I didn't bring it. But it says, vote so I can live. It's not a political thing. I want my life. And it's God, it's what God gives. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In the midst of all of this, you don't have to be confused. Psalm 71, verse 1, King James. Oh, I was in a turmoil in my life. I was having trouble in my life. I couldn't quite figure out things in my life. One Sunday morning, just opened my Bible and boom, there it was. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And the peace of God came over me that passes all understanding. You can have that peace in the midst of this trouble. So Paul said, so as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It said to the black man, to the white man, to the red man, to the yellow man, to the Republican, to the Libertarian, to the Independent, to the Democrat. It is the power of God to those that believe. And when you put the love of God in your heart, you'll know what to do because you will hear the voice of God. It is not by might. It is not by power. But it's by my spirit. By my spirit, says the Lord.